Right now is mud season in the high country. The mud season lasts until the snow's gone, and with the record snowfall this season, it could take until early June to melt it all. Mountain gardening is a challenge, but it's so worth it. Frost can happen in the high country during every month of the year. Planting tender annuals is out. Vibrant perennials and hardy annuals are the way to go. The last average frost in Denver is May 5th. For every 1,000 feet higher you garden, you add a week to the last average frost date. Say you're at 7,200 feet. Your last average frost is around the 20th of May. High elevation gardeners can take advantage of their more intense sun by using raised beds. Raised garden beds warm up faster than an in-ground bed. Use rocks or wood to build the structure of the bed. Fill it with compost and soil. A raised bed will get annual flowers and vegetables through a light midsummer frost. Cold frames also come in handy. A cold frame or cloche is really just a temporary greenhouse. They can be anything from the patented wall of water to milk jugs with the bottom cut out, to cheesecloth like row covers, to small greenhouses. A cold frame gives mountain gardeners an edge, especially in the spring and the fall. Container gardens can also be an advantage. Bright pots of flowers can be moved inside if there's threatening weather. Warm season veggies like peppers and tomatoes can be put in a hot spot around the house to maximize microclimates. New containers are decorative and can fit any design scheme. Once the mud season is over, the real challenge is preventing gardens from becoming deer or elk salad. On non-edible plants, apply Bob-X. Chili pepper sprays also work but need to be reapplied after every rain. To keep from being frustrated, plant enough to share with the deer. Once the mud season's over, mountain gardeners have a short, challenging growing season, but for some reason, a bountiful garden in the high country is so much brighter and fresher than a dry plains garden. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.